Thoughts about how things are progressing out there for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's been good. You know, obviously we're in our third week of OTAs, and I think, you know, we're a lot further along than we were at this point last year. There's no question about it. Just being comfortable within the offense, guys being on the same page. I think we've gotten some really good work. The effort's been there. I feel like guys are flying around, and that's what we want this time of the year. I think we've been improving. So, you know, overall, I've been pleased with how we practiced the last couple of weeks.
A lot of people watching work between you and the center. How is that progressing?
Yeah, Alex has been great. He's been fantastic. Obviously a veteran guy who has been around, been in a number of systems, including this one, for a year with Kyle in Cleveland. And he's a pro. You know, he has picked up things really quickly, a great communicator, which is important on the offensive line, getting those guys on the same page. And he's been really good for us.
The other QB and center progression, what are the progressions are you seeing offensively?
Well, you know, I think it's all across the board. You know, we want to get on the same page between offensive line and quarterback, offensive line and running backs in the run game, making sure that our backs tracks and how they're reading things phase out with the offensive line and how they're seeing things. And you know, that's why we put so much time in the meeting room to make sure that when we get on the field, we can make the best of those situations. And I think we've done a pretty good job with that so far.
How much pressure do you put on yourself after last year maybe didn't go as well as you would hope, and this year you have a chance to improve on that?
Yeah, I think that's every year. You know, when the season ends and you start, you know, you start on the new season, you know, you're excited about the opportunity. And every team's different. Every year's different. But for me, you know, what we did last year really has no effect on what we're going to do this year. You know, what we're doing now, what we've done the last couple of weeks in the off-season program, those are the things that are going to help us. And you know, the guys that are in the building now are the guys that are going to help us. So, you know, I think it's been a great start, really good start. We've got another week to go with minicamp next week and then some downtime in training camp. So I think guys are in the right spot right now.
Yeah, with Rodney not here anymore, has Julio had to step up? Are you seeing anything different out of him?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think Julio's always been, you know, a really good leader for us. You know, the way he works every day, his commitment to being great in the meeting room, in the weight room, in the training room, on the field, he's showcased that since he's been here, and guys have seen that. And I think, you know, obviously you miss a guy like Roddy because he's a veteran presence, but we've got a lot of really good leaders in this locker room and a lot of guys who are doing a great job for us.
Yeah, the offensive line looks more solidified this year. How important is that going to be for this season?
Well, it's always important. You know, offensive line is always important. Obviously, you know, an addition of Alex is big for us. And I thought our guys did a great job last year. You know, I really do. I thought guys improved across the board within the system. Young guys like Ryan Schrader and Jake Matthews played really well. And, you know, Andy Levitre being a second year in the offense, I think is going to be really helpful for us. So I'm really, you know, fired up for the guys up front. I think they're doing a great job. They've done a great job all offseason.
What is the difference in Alex could be?
Well, you know, I think anytime you add good players to your team, it makes a big difference. And he's been a really, you know, high-level player for a long time. I also think, you know, at that position, there's a lot of communication, a lot of pre-snap things that are done. And I think he excels in that area. And I think that's going to be a thing that can really help us as an offense.
How much have you missed that since Todd passed on?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the most veteran center that I've had, that I've played with since Todd McClure. And I think when you have a guy like that, it really, I mean, it helps. It helps a lot. I know Todd was such an integral part of, you know, our offense my first 5 years, in terms of getting us on the same page in the run game, helping all those other guys out. You know, he was awesome. And I think Alex has a lot of those qualities that Todd had.
I think Kyle said that you guys always have healthy conversations. Was there anything that you told him going into OTAs? He said, hey, you know what, maybe let's try this or let's try that. Was there anything in particular?
No, I think that's an ongoing thing. I think that was something that as we learned each other last year, we evolved a lot. When you have a chance to get back and review the season and take a look at some of the things that we did well and things that we didn't do well, I think it's been open dialogue, you know, since day one. And I think it's been really good. I feel like we both have a better understanding of, you know, who we are as a team, understanding our guys, what we do well, what, you know, what our strengths are. And that's one of the best parts of being in year two in a system is that, you know, you have some of that that experience to fall back on, and you know, good and bad. And I think we're going to be better for that.
So the approach hasn't changed at all. Nothing really.
Well, I think we're very different than we were last year. I think you know, we understand who we are better than we did at this point last year. I think there was a lot of feeling out that goes on when a new staff comes in. You have new players, all those kind of things. You know, you're trying to find out what fits, you know, what fits well. And I think we're way ahead of that this year, and I think it's been really good this offseason.
Does it take a year to adjust? Going back and assessing it, you mentioned kind of getting to this point. What specifically for you were you looking forward to getting to OTAs and saying, this is what I really need to work on?
Well, I mean, there's a few things here and there, you know, in terms of mechanical stuff that you look at throughout the year and things you want to improve on. And, you know, certainly I have those things. Don't want to give them away, but you have those things that you kind of you focus on every day that you go out there. And then in terms of some concepts, in terms of the offense, there's things we felt like we could do better and utilize more. And I think we've really improved on some of those things the first couple of weeks, but we still have a long way to go. I mean, a lot of work to do between now and when the season starts, but we're getting better.
You mentioned that guys are more comfortable now. Does it really take a full year or full season to adjust when you get a new staff in?
I think it's just, you know, you never know how long it's going to take. You know, sometimes there are a lot of things that we did really, really well last year, and we adjusted to really quickly. We just weren't as consistent as we would like, and I think, you know, we've tried to identify the reasons for that. We feel like as an offense we have, and we know what we need to do in order to be better, and those are the things we're working on.
What were some of those things, if you could?
Yeah, I don't really want to go there, you know, give tips away, but there's definitely, you know, you iron out some of the kinks as you go through a new system and you figure out, you know, how people fit in it and also, you know, what's worked well for us because, you know, within the NFL, teams are constantly changing and your personnel is constantly changing and you have to be able to adapt and adjust to that. And I think we've done a really good job of that.
On another subject, there's been one or two websites that have projected point spreads for next year and I think they have you guys favored in two or three games next year. Any thoughts about that and generally low expectations at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't put much stock in that. You know, putting out spreads, I guess, however far out we are from the beginning of the year. So I don't worry too much about that stuff. I mean, we're focused on what we need to be focused on, improving and getting better. And then, you know, hopefully in February we can tell those people they were wrong.